KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the National Traffic Safety Board is now investigating a helicopter crash in Calaveras County. According to reports, the incident happened around noon Saturday at the end of Easy Bird Lane near Highway 26 and 49 in McCallamy Hill. A resident nearby spotted the helicopter falling from the sky and called it into authorities. All of the occupants were able to escape from the chopper unharmed before it burst into flames after hitting the ground. Fire crews quickly put out the blaze, but there was major damage to the chopper as the result of the crash and fire. Investigators are now looking into what caused that incident.
And on Friday evening around 6:30, Amador Sheriff detectives met with Sean Purdy at the Washoe County Jail in Reno, Nevada. After approximately 4 hours of interviewing Sean, detectives were able to obtain a confession and location of his father's body. At around 11 in the evening, Amador Sheriff deputies began searching an area in Amador Pines based on the information Sean gave. Then around 4:15 in the morning, Saturday, deputies located a freshly dug shallow grave containing a body. Amador County detectives and crime scene investigators responded and processed the scene. At around 11 in the morning, detectives able to positively identify the body as 52-year-old Lance Purdy. Notification was made to the family. The Amador County Search and Rescue Team continued searching another area of Amador County for additional evidence.
Well, the Tuolumne Calaveras CAL FIRE unit reports a slight downward trend in 2019 for fire incidents as compared to the past couple of years. However, the top three causes of fire continue to be escape debris burn, equipment or tools, and vehicle related. Statistics through December indicate CAL FIRE responded to 278 fires in the Tuolumne Calaveras unit that burned a total of 937 acres compared to 2018 when there were 256 ignitions impacting 13,475 acres. Of all the fires in 2019, 171, or nearly two-thirds, were kept to less than an acre. CAL FIRE attributes the lower stats to increased public awareness and support, residents taking responsibility to mitigate some of their fire risks, as well as individuals and neighborhoods becoming more fire aware. Notably, participation is up for educational outreach activities and programs that have to do with wildfire preparation. The Tuolumne Calaveras unit stats are very similar to the ones we reported on from the Amador El Dorado unit. So, keep up the good work, everyone.
Well, with the New Year's Day search for a missing mountain biker still fresh as an example, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office has released a list of safety tips for those venturing into the outdoors. Basic safety rules for travel into the forest, whether on foot or by vehicle, include take a partner whenever possible, leave an itinerary with a friend, which includes your route and return time, check the weather and conditions, including overnight temps, and be prepared for them. Stay on the trail. As soon as you realize you may be lost, stop, stay calm, stay put, as panic is your greatest enemy. Now, if you become lost and are given instruction by any emergency personnel or dispatch, follow those instructions and wait for any additional instructions. And whether venturing into the outdoors, or whenever, excuse me, venturing into the outdoors, always pack the 10 essentials. First aid, map, compass, GPS, sun and rain protection, flashlight, fire starters, repair kit, tools for any vehicle or equipment, food, water, and shelter.
Well, tomorrow, the Serbian community of Amador County will celebrate Christmas. For well over 100 years, our Serbian-American population has celebrated on the 7th day of January with a volley of shotgun shots to announce that Christ is born. Now, there will be a procession through Main Street Jackson starting at approximately noon tomorrow. It will be led by a police escort. They will stop in front of the National Hotel, get out, shoot around, and then get off and head to various house parties. Now, the Jackson police want to assure those that are new to our area that you are safe and all is well, as the shotguns are not loaded with live rounds. The community is not under attack. It's your friends and neighbors celebrating and keeping alive the rich traditions of the old country and wishing you happiness this holiday season with great prosperity and good health in the new year.
And work will continue in Calaveras County this week on the new traffic signal at the James Dalton Medical Center in Angels Camp. The nearly 10,000 square foot multi-million dollar rural healthcare center ramping up for a mid-January opening. Dignity Health, Mark Twain Medical Center spokesperson Nikki Stevens, said the stoplight will be great for young kids walking to school and families who pick up their children. The Caltrans traffic signal work begins today through Friday along 49 from Sultana Lane to Lee Lane in Angels Camp. There will be up to 5-minute traffic delays. The work is scheduled from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon.
Well, the Volcano Theater Company is reaching out to the community for help. The amphitheater stage must be replaced due to a rotting substructure and flooring. The entire performance area, which includes the stage, the big black wall, and the green room, must be demolished and rebuilt before the summer 2020 season begins. You can help by joining the Save Our Stage 2020 campaign. 4 different levels of sponsorships will allow you to donate from $100, $250, $500, and $1,000. Each sponsorship package contains various perks and benefits, and in the end, the Volcano Theater Company gets a newly refurbished stage. For more details, visit volcanotheater.net. Entirely run by volunteers for over 46 years, the Volcano Theater Company is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your donation is tax deductible. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.